Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
All right, Nick, let's get started right into takeaways. Why don't you start with yours and then I'll give you mine.
Absolutely. And just a reminder for everybody as well, not only email David directly if you'd like to join us in any of those beautiful upcoming cities and opportunities, but also make sure to join the text community, because I know David and I need it more than anybody else to keep up on where we're going to be. But to get those reminders, just join the text community, 949-298-2905. Now, with that said, my takeaway of the month is a very, very simple one that popped up kind of as a reminder more than anything. And that is, as simply put, don't quit. Whether it was my hometown team, the Detroit Tigers, who entered into August with a 6% chance to make the playoffs, and the magic number is now 1 with 3 games remaining, or whether it was through 7 cities and 72 hours traveling with you, David, and creating the quantitative impact that we do all across the world, it was that reminder that, yes, it is very simple to do, also simple not to do, but it's through that consistent, persistent pursuit and the empty mile, not the extra mile, where really the true difference is made. And it's such a pleasure to not only be on that with you, David, but of course, for the internal strength to continue on that consistent, persistent pursuit and to not quit. But with that said, that was my big takeaway of the month, and I will pass it over to you to share yours.
I love it. Mine's a little bit deeper, but equally as important to me, because obviously quitting is a big problem for about 98% of the people that want to get what they want. So mine is, I give meaning to what I see, the sounds I want to hear, the witnesses to what I want to be, and the truth for me. And it's so important to know that we have the capability to give meaning to what we see, what we hear, what we want to be, and the truth for us, our perspective, our truth, not what other people think want or what's missing. So important to appreciate those differences between us, but give meaning to what you see, hear, want to be, and the truth for me, and you will be happy. All right, Nick of WOM, the well-oiled machine in the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. Let's get this party rocking and rolling. We're so blessed to be here with the takeaways of the day. Who is up first?
Absolutely. We got a heavy hitter joining us first here. From the East Coast, we have Mr. Chef Ron. Ron, it is great to see you here. Happy Friday, my friend. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Cool. Like I have first. I love you, Nick. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Fantastic would be an understatement, Ron. I am doing great.
I know. So my takeaway is kind of like Nick's, but a little different, and it's push yourself. Push yourself harder, because you'd be surprised what you can do. And if I can just say a little thing, that's why I'm saying this is, in the beginning of the month, I got approached, as you know, Dave, that we have the Kids Cook program through my nonprofit, Groceries for Grandparents Fund. And every Friday, today, we're delivering 180 meals to families and kids throughout Camden, New Jersey, Philly, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. But the school district came to me through my contact with the YMCA in a panic, because the other nonprofit that was cooking after school program meals for kids after school. They get to school at 7 o'clock and are not getting home till almost 8 o'clock at night. And they needed a dinner at 7 o'clock PM. And I just, it came to me and I didn't know how I could do it. It was partially funded. Some, my friend from the YMC helped, and this is every day, Dave. And it really, again, it pisses me off with the abundance of food that we have in our country and the things that are out there. These are kids that have a single family, you know, a mom or a dad, for whatever reason, one parent. The parent has to work overtime to make ends meet, and they need that extra meal. So we're making it happen. I got some of my employees to donate their time. And, you know, it's not 100%, but we delivered our first set of meals yesterday today. And then we're going to start next week every single day. So push yourself with all the other stuff, you know, that I have going on. And I look at you, Dave, as an example. You find ways to do things. And I'm like, what would Dave do? Would Dave say no? No, Dave would find a way to do it. So, and with that said, Dave, can I make a little plea for the nonprofit?
Yeah, please.
So, everybody listening, I have a nonprofit called Groceries for Grandparents Fund. And with this new venture that we have, feeding these kids after school, we need to raise a little bit of money for containers, for bags, and things like that to get us through the year. So, if you find it in your heart that you want to help a little bit, go to groceriesforgrandparents.org, groceriesforgrandparents.org, and anything that you donate goes to containers, fuel for cars, delivering, you know, food, and it's going to a good cause. So that's my takeaway, Coach, is push yourself. I always say, what would my coach do? And I try to do it. I love you, and I'll see you on the 8th.
7th, I think, but yes. Or no, you're in LA. Yeah, you're in LA. That's right. Yeah, I'm on opposite coast. That's amazing. Yeah, so, you know, it's so interesting about pushing ourselves. And, you know, I believe that when you're 40% of the way, I'm sorry, when you are ready to quit on something, you're only 40% of the way. And as long as you have in mind how important recovery and access are, you know, I don't agree with people that, you know, run on knees with no cartilage and end up in the hospital for 3 months. I understand why people do that. And there is a value to expanding your own self-image and what we're capable of. But I'm of the school that when you're ready to quit, when you don't think there's anything you can do, you're only 40% of the way there. And I don't suggest, it's for me, you should run on your knees if you have no cartilage and end up in the hospital for 3 months. But I will tell you, when you're ready to quit and when you're ready to say no, you're only 40% of the way there. You got a whole bunch more to give, and the universe will expand around, especially good things and good thoughts. And Ron, you're someone who has expanded his life personally and professionally in a philanthropic way, and you're changing thousands of people's lives, and you're one of my 1,000s, and I couldn't be prouder of you. Keep up the great work, especially for our kids and feeding our kids and our grandparents of kids. So amazing work. Check it out. And we support you fully. All right, Nick of Guam. If anyone's online as well, keep on putting in your takeaways as well, so we can move back and forth from all the platforms that we are on. So we are blessed to have such a big community of people in our Friday trainings. We've been doing this for almost 25 years, Nick. It'll be October, which is next week, 25-year anniversary of the Friday trainings. All right, Nick, who's up next?
Absolutely. And only to build off of what is my takeaway of don't quit and consistency. Thank you for being such an incredible example by showing up each and every Friday for almost over 25 years. But with that said, I will pass it over to the one and only Colleen. Colleen, happy Friday. Always great to see you here. Feel free to unmute yourself and share away.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, Nick. Dave, you've had some incredible guests along the way. We had a guest on this week who was talking through strategy. And my takeaway for this week was he said, you need to drop the idea that strategy is a plan. I thought that was so great. You always talk about a well-developed plan. So if you want to talk about the difference between strategy and a plan, I thought that was just spot on for this week.
Oh, that's a great takeaway. There is a difference between having strategy and making a plan, you know, and you mentioned my favorite quote about plans. If you make a well-developed plan, you're guaranteed to make God laugh at you. And so I created a AAA strategy in my life, and that strategy is applicable to my well-developed plan that I have every day for the activities of sleep, the unplanned and planned activities, the paid for and unpaid for activities. And the strategy of the AAA is that, one, I want to get alignment with the day. I want to get alignment with the meaning of the past, and I want to get alignment with my divine direction. And so a strategy that's applicable to what I have planned for the day is to align it to the day according to the circumstances of the day, align it with the meaning that I give the setbacks, failures, mistakes, successes, defining moments, historical relevances of the past, and align it with my new self-image, a divine direction of where I want to be or better. The second A in my strategy for the applicability of a plan is to take action. And action is utilizing that mathematical equation of luck. So I utilize the action principle, the strategy of action, to say, what am I going to do today, say today, think today, believe today, and feel today in alignment with the circumstances of the day, with alignment of the meaning of the past, and alignment with the divine direction, with where I want to be or better, not where other people want me to be, not what's missing and not what I don't have. And then the third A in the strategy that's applicable to the plan in which I create is that now I prepare for adjustment by studying my calendar and seeing the blank spaces in my calendar, a parking place for that adjustment in time of the alignment and the action in which I now strategically look at, aligned in action of what circumstances exist today, meaning of the past and divine direction in the future. And so utilizing my strategy or your own, mine is a AAA strategy that's applicable to every plan of what is going on today and the circumstances of today, the meaning of my past, the setbacks, failures, mistakes, successes, defining moments, historical relevances, and the self-image I have to pursue the divine direction that allows me to adjust to the detours. And if I'm planning and using a strategy for those adjustments of the detours, those detours also then become divine. They're protecting, promoting, and loving me, not punishing me, because I am prepared with a strategy of my plan, which leads me to patience and faith of allowing the outcomes to occur in their divine time, not in the man-made constructive time that I force or emotionally attach to. And so I suggest that people understand there is a difference between strategy, which is applicable to a plan, and coming up with a well-developed plan. Because if you come up with that well-developed plan, God will laugh at you. And if you want to counter that laughter, then utilize something along the lines of the AAA strategy to get alignment with what's going on today, the circumstances of today, the meaning of the past, the failures, setbacks, mistakes, successes, defining moments, historical relevances, and create with the AAA strategy of alignment, action, and adjustment, divine direction, divine detours in divine time. And you will live at a higher elevated frequency of the divine, which is the truth in your potential, your truth, not other people's truth. And you will give that meaning, as my takeaway of the day had suggested for everyone, that we all see. I give meaning to what I see, the sounds of what I hear, the witnesses to what I want to become or be, and the truth for me. awesome, Colleen. Thank you so much. You got that mommy voice this morning. I hope your baby, the cutest baby I know, little Desi, didn't keep you up all night, but it sounds like he did. I remember those days.
Thank and you.
I don't miss them, but God has a great way to clear our memories so we have more children, because it's probably nights like last night that probably deter you from having another baby, but that'll change, I promise you. Anyways, enough of my personal beliefs about children and children raising. Nick Avoam, my surrogate son, the well-oiled machine, the Ferrari of business. What's your takeaway on it? Who's up next?
You're killing me with that one. That brings nothing but a big old smile to my face. And thank you so much, Colleen, for keeping us moving and grooving with an incredible takeaway. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Chima. Chima, it's great to see you here, my friend. Happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway.
Well, hi, Nick. Hi, David. I have an odd takeaway, which is great, but a positive one. The other night, I was struggling to get into the room. And I couldn't get in because it was completely full. I'd never had that problem before. And Gigi was apologizing, but I just could not get in. And eventually I couldn't. But the good thing out of it was I then followed that up and just asked you a question, Nick, and you came back saying we're going to have a call today. That, to me, like I said before, is an immensely positive takeaway because, as I said the first time, I went from a position of no to a position of let's have a look at this. And now, like I said to you earlier, that by no means means anything, and I won't be in anyone's mouth, but it does mean progress, because to get from zero to somewhere on a journey is incredible for me. So I just wanted to share that. That's my takeaway. That's my positivity. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Chima. And yes, 0 to 1. Is sometimes, if not all the time, more difficult than 1 to 100.
Yeah.
And so when we receive resistance, most people, 0 to 1 is harder, so they quit and they never get to 100. And so aligned with what Ron was saying, that we have great capability and our self-image is determined upon where we can be or what we can become, because you will never overachieve your own self-image. And if your self-image says this is too hard, I should quit, my purpose is not greater than the pain, the setbacks, the detour, the divine detour. If it's not greater, then you will quit. And so we need to focus in on our behavior to accelerate and encourage our purpose, because if our purpose is greater than our pain, setbacks, failures, and mistakes, we will never quit.
Yes.
It is a mathematical impossibility, and you have that inherent in you, and we appreciate your consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential and your truth. Thank you, Chima.
Can I add a last thing? I just forgot. Sorry. You know when you said to me, din, din, and then yep. Nick said, GSD, I think it was? I used that in our newsletter. I don't know if you saw it, but it's for anyone that doesn't know, it was do it now, do it next. And also get stuff sorted. I think it's get stuff sorted list or get this sorted.
Prioritize, exactly. Prioritization is the antidote to procrastination. Yes,
yeah,
that is great. Din, din, do it now, do it next. 100% of the things you do now get done. 100 things you do next get done. It is the mathematical certainty. Very few statistics are true, Chima. You know, 100% of all short putts in golf, they don't go in. That's a certainty. 99% of all statistics are made up. That's a certainty. But one of the other certainties of statistics is din, din. Do it now, do it next. 100% of the things you do now and 100% of the things you do next get done. It's the greatest efficient, effective, and statistically successful way to get shit done. All right, Nick, let's get some more shit done. We are almost at halftime. Why don't we take another takeaway of the day?
Absolutely. We're going to keep it live here on Clubhouse. And then I would suggest let's go ahead and take one from online after that. But I'll go ahead and pass it over to the one and only Marissa Meltzer. Marissa, happy Friday. Thank you for joining us. I know you're coming in from New York City and excited for our dinner on the 7th, but feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway in the meantime.
Yes, everyone, email david@dmeltzer.com if you're interested in coming to our dinner on October 7th. It's going to be a great time. Love Italian food. Everyone needs to be there. That being said, my takeaway is that I think of the month would be everything is how you see it. So I was having this conversation with mom the other day, and she was basically like, it's your choice to be happy. So it's okay to be like sad about something, but it's your choice on how you want to see a situation and how you move forward from there. And so I guess that would be my takeaway of the month.
Yeah. What's amazing about that takeaway, and those are the things that your mom taught me as well that changed my life, is you get what you look for. And so if you're looking for what you don't want, what you don't like, what you don't have, you're going to get more of what you don't like, what you don't have, or what you don't want. Or even if you're looking for what other people want for you. Remember, you know, even your father and your mother, they want things for you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not based off of fear for you, because they're so afraid for you more than they are for themselves. And it could be an arrogant piece of advice that they're giving you because they're just trying to keep you safe. And it may not be what you want. So look for what you want in every situation, every event, every person. That's where gratitude and forgiveness come in, is gratitude itself is the capability of finding and looking and seeking the light, the love, and the lessons in every circumstance, event, and person that you meet, aligned with the meaning that you want to give it. And it's forgiveness that allows us to have ease when we're finding things that we don't want, don't like, or hate. And so if we utilize gratitude and forgiveness as capabilities in order to facilitate the prayers, the wishes, the ask, the seeking of what we want, not what we don't want, what other people want for us, or what's missing. If we utilize that great lesson that your mom has taught both of us, that we have a choice because we give meaning to everything we see, hear, and want to become, and the truth. And if we seek what we want to become and what we want to hear and see and do and think and feel and believe, we'll get more of that. And we can give it that meaning and align it with our self-image and align it with our divine direction and change over and transform the detours to divine, and to then allow for the divine time to create revelations, to reveal to us, to elevate our frequency and awareness, to elevate the revelation of our truth, our meaning that's aligned with where we want to be or better. It's great advice. This is now, Marissa, as you get older, you can see why I am where I am. Remember, one other takeaway before I take one from online. One other takeaway is, behind every great man is an amazing woman. But also remember, there is an amazed woman as well. Because she's sitting there going, how the hell is this guy doing what he's doing? I know the truth about him, and I am amazed that he can even walk and chew gum. But more important, amazing women and amazed women make great men. You're blessed if you have one in your life. I am certainly blessed to have my wife and the beautiful daughters that I have and my son. Thank you, Marissa, for being such a great daughter. I look forward to seeing you in New York. Hopefully more people will join us. We got Ja Rule, Victor Cruz, Gail King's going to stop by. We have so many great entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers, billionaires, millionaires, and entrepreneurs that hang out with us. That's why we're celebrating Junior Achievement in our nomination of a Nobel Peace Prize, as well as the Modern Achievement book by Ashish, and honoring October 7th with that celebration. So come and join us to honor October 7th, honor Junior Achievement, the Nobel Peace Prize, and hang out with some really cool people doing really cool shit. Just email me, and I'll have Marissa call you to sign you up, david@dmeltzer.com. We'll be in New York City, rocking and rolling. Let us know.
Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
Is it okay if I take a takeaway from online?
Yes, please go ahead and take one online, and then we'll come back here live to Clubhouse.
Perfect. The takeaway is, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. And I love this takeaway because so many people, they do things until they get them right, which is not the same as doing things until you don't get it wrong. And so, you know, whether it's in sports or business or life, you need to be able to be more interested than interesting. You need a higher level of understanding. You can't just do things till you get it right. You need to do things until you don't get it wrong. And if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. And so I encourage people to understand the difference between doing it right and not doing it wrong, between understanding the simple things to do are unfortunately simple not to do because human beings don't like to do them every day. And once you put upon something simple, a daily commitment, it becomes difficult. Once again, even take thank you as an example. It takes 0.1 seconds to say thank you. It's free. Everybody on earth knows the power of gratitude. Everyone on earth knows the power. The most brilliant, richest, wealthiest, happiest, strongest, it doesn't matter. Everyone knows the power of gratitude, but yet it's so simple to do. But by tonight, half of us won't do it. By tomorrow morning, half of us won't do it. And within 3 days, almost all of us won't do it. Simply understand. Simply explain. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. That's a great takeaway. Thank you so much, Nick Ovwam. We are exactly at halftime. And so I'd like you to reset the room and then let's take the next takeaway of the month.
Absolutely. We will keep this train rocking and rolling. Happy halftime, everybody. We are here, of course, with David Meltzer for his Power Hour and Free Friday training. Today's topic being, what is the takeaway of the month? So if you are joining us live online from all the different platforms, just about everywhere you could possibly be, please make sure to continue to put your takeaways in the chat. And of course, if you are live here on Clubhouse, if you are in the audience, please use the hand icon to request to join the stage and we will bring you up. Hitul, I did get your request, but it seems like the request is timed out. So if you wouldn't mind just leaving the room and then coming back in, that should reset it. But for anybody that is on stage already and would like to share their takeaways, please just make sure to put something in the room chat so I know you are ready to rock and I will pass it over your way. Now, with that said, David, we're going to keep this rocking and rolling. We got Mikey here live on Clubhouse ready to share his takeaway of the month. So, Mike, feel free to unmute yourself and take it away.
Good morning. My takeaway of the month is mentorship. So I found the more I listen and learn from my mentees, the sharper my own leadership becomes. And it's something that I've just learned to obviously realize, especially through this past month. And mentorship isn't just about empowering others, but really about growing together. And that's been the kind of the bigger takeaway for me is really taking that time to invest into them because obviously it comes back and return to me as well.
That is amazing. And it's part of the five daily practices, Mike. Most people, they live in nothingness. They live like tubes, food in, food out. And in order to take the nothingness that most people live in and make it a possibility, we have talked about giving meaning to what we see and knowing what we want, not what other people want, what's missing, what we don't have. But to make that possibility a probability, it requires mentorship in a duality. You need to be mentored and mentor others. The fastest way to get to where you want to be is to find a mentor that's already there and ask them for directions, but also help someone else get to where they want to be. And the amount of light that comes from knowing your who you can help and who can help you, the fastest way in a duality of getting to where you want to be, not where other people want you to be, what's missing, what you don't have, but where you want to be, comes from that mentorship. And the more that we seek mentorship and the duality of mentorship, to be a mentor and to seek mentorship, to utilize the probability factor in everything that we do, to create a mathematical advantage in our life from the nothingness, the tubes out there that are rolling boulders to the top of the hill, like in Camus' The Stranger, the myth of Sisyphus, every day up the hill, then to have their boulder roll back down just to start over in the morning. Stop living in that nothingness, in the abyss of nothingness. Know what you want and then find that mentorship and be that mentor. Utilize the fastest way to get to where you want to be by helping other people get to where they want to be or asking others to get you to where you want to be. My prayer every morning is based upon mentorship. I wake up every morning and pray to God that at least 10 people that I can help will be in my life and that at least 10 people that can help me will be in my life. Utilize the exponentiality factor of creating probabilities in your life. Take yourself out of the realm, the vacuum of nothingness, the zero-sum game that most people live in, and elevate and escalate and aggregate and accelerate who you want to be or better by knowing your who. Be a mentor and a mentee, and you will find that probabilities will come into your life. You will realize not only all that you give, but all that you're given. What a great takeaway. It's a blessing to have you as a leader in my organization. It's a blessing to see your growth and maturity as well. One of the best leaders that I know is a guy who went to USC Film School and produces, executive producer of so many of my shows, and the CEO of my company, the incredible Mike Allen, M.A. Thank you, brother. All right, Nick of Guam, another great young Ferrari. What do you got, the well-oiled machine? What do you got for me?
Absolutely. And before we go on to the next quick takeaway, Dave, I wanted to ask for help from you in terms of some additional clarity. So when you're talking about, mentorship, can you remind us all the difference between what is a mentor and a coach? And not only the differences between the two, but really the subtleties of success in terms of how you approach each role, because they obviously are different.
No, absolutely. And they're not mutually exclusive, obviously, as well. So there's three different things when we're empowering others and seeking empowerment. And they revolve around the capability of mentorship, the capability of coaching, and the capability of teaching. And those three complementary capabilities, people have a harmony of capabilities within themselves, some heavily weighted towards one or the others, others complementary, but yet a harmony, not equally balanced, but a harmony of capability that should be aligned to help other people with what they need in order to effectuate the weaknesses of others, to encourage and move them into a strength. And so mentorship, as I discussed previously, is the ability to give directions to where you're already at. So a mentor is someone that's sitting in a position and able to pull a seat up at the table and give directions to where they are already at. They've already paid the dummy tax. They've utilized situational knowledge and experience and can let people avoid the potholes that they've already experienced or have learned about themselves. A coach is somebody that brings the best out of you. So I always use the example of Tiger Woods has a coach. And if you think his coach is better than Tiger Woods, sits in a situation that Tiger Woods wants to be in, according to golf, a subject matter topic or expertise that Tiger Woods obviously has that his coach does not have as far as his own experience. But Tiger Woods' coach is to bring the best out of him. And so there's a differentiated harmony between being a mentor and a coach. And then the third component of this harmony of empowerment is being a teacher. And so a teacher actually is applicable to that Einstein quote of understanding it so well that you can teach it simply. And so a teacher can actually explain exactly what to do in order to effectuate the mentorship and the coaching that they or other people have given you. If we don't have all three and we don't have some congruence of harmony in coaching and teaching and mentorship, then we will have a void shortage or an obstacle in our way, because it is not a complete whole of how we bring out the best in ourselves and how we perform at the highest level and utilize the situational knowledge and experience to avoid the potholes. So the complementary nature, the harmony of empowerment exists between mentorship, coaching, and teaching. And utilizing, for me, my mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy, to live in abundance, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. In that harmony, we must mentor, coach, and teach in a weighted balance of capability in order to effectuate where people want to be or better according to what they want to be or better, not what I want for them, but to empower others, to empower others. All I'm looking for, Nick, is 1,000 people like you and Mike and Colleen and Marissa and other people. I'm looking for 1,000 people that will empower 1,000 people to empower 1,000 people with the mentorship, coaching, and teaching. Because 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000, 1,000,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000,000. And if we can empower over 1,000,000,000 people to be abundant, to live in the world of giving and given and receiving and asking for more, if we can live in the world of more than enough and just one particle of light overcomes 1,000,000 particles of darkness, we can change the world. And not out of arrogance and ego do I say that I can be a catalyst to change the world, but so can you. Simply by working towards the empowering others, to empower others, to empower others, by being the greatest mentors, coaches, and teachers that we can, and finding the greatest coaches, teachers, and mentors that we can. What a great distinction. What a great question. I certainly appreciate it. Nick, what do you want to go? Where do you want to go next? We got tons of stuff that we can do. You got someone there, or do you want me to go online?
Yeah, let's go ahead. I'm going to pass it over to Eamon here live on Clubhouse, and then we can go ahead and take one online. So Eamon, it is all yours to unmute yourself. Then we'll go online to the community there and then come back to Dami.
Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you. Good morning, Breakfast with Champions. Good morning, David. I'm
good
so
morning.
Grateful that you're here today. My takeaway for this month, actually, has a lot to do with your Fridays, embracing the duality, embracing the dark as much as we embrace the day and the light, embracing that our wholeness, our perception doesn't create the reality. And I'm going to say this again because it's a little bit complicated. Our perception really doesn't create the reality of things. So the fact that we can untether ourselves from the expectations that we put on others, which cannot fulfill us, we usually project our desires on their uncertain behavior. So it creates that gap that usually disappointing. So the freedom from expectation, the freedom from hope, and accepting the duality, the good and the bad, and the whole thing all together, and finding the way to improve and proceed in this journey of life in best way possible. Because at the end of the day, knowing is not acting. Knowing things doesn't mean that we really do it. So taking action is the best step we can take. Thank you so much, David. Back to you, Nick.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And, you know, there's a saying that you can't find outside of ourselves what we don't see or find inside of ourselves. Before you can control any exterior conditions, you must control yourself. Self-mastery is the hardest job you'll ever tackle. If you do not conquer yourself, you will be conquered by self. You may see at one and the same time both your best friend and your greatest energy as we project it onto people by stepping in front of a mirror. You may see your best friend and your greatest enemy by simply stepping in front of a mirror. I was at a convenience store and the register person was extremely bitter and attacking and rude. And it was amazing because I know others are mirrors of myself. And my initial reaction was the mirror that was projecting inside myself of how attacking and rude this person was. And then utilizing the strategy of stop, dropping, and rolling and identify my reaction to fear that exists within me, a mirror of myself, I decided instead of responding in that reaction to fear with a need to be offended or angry, upset, or resentful, or guilty, I simply utilize forgiveness and empathy. And I simply ask the person at the register, are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Even though she was rude and attacking of me, and I didn't allow the mirror, the enemy, the greatest enemy that I have within myself, to accelerate or aggregate or separate, I instead used forgiveness and empathy and asked simply, are you okay? Is there anything I can do to help? And she immediately broke down in tears, which I did as well, and told me how difficult things were for her right now and how sick her child was. And she was stuck at work and she wasn't feeling well. And her funds were low and the stress was high. And I just simply put my hand on her shoulder and said, what can I do for you? Would it help you if I gave you some money? Would it help you if I talked to your manager? Would it help you if... And it was amazing how my greatest enemy that I see in the mirror instantly became my best friend. And you may see at one and the same time both your best friend and your greatest enemy by stepping in front of that mirror. Utilize gratitude and empathy in order to effectuate what you're talking about, that we can't see outside of us what we can't find inside of us. And our best friends and our greatest enemies exist inside of us. And we must work diligently through our values of finding the light, the love, and the lessons inside of us, utilizing forgiveness inside of us in order to take accountability outside of us and live inspired in spirit. This is a great lesson, a great takeaway for the month, one in which I practice as much as I can to be my best friend, not my greatest enemy. What a beautiful takeaway for the month. We are in the fourth quarter, Nick, and hold up your four fingers. Let's attack, seize the day. Let's take advantage. You're only as good as your fourth quarter. Remember, it doesn't matter if you have the lead, as long as you have the heart to come from behind. My friend, what is... and where do I go next? My next quote?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and go back to online for the next takeaway, and then we'll come back live to Clubhouse, and Dammy's ready to rock and roll.
Wow, I love it. Well, we have over 100,000 people registered for Friday trainings on all platforms. The replays are available. They get many, many views more. So we thank everybody, because not only are we participating here live, but is edited, amplified, and perpetuated to help inspire other people. The takeaway I have online here states very simply, the common denominator of all passionate, purposeful, and profitable people is the desire that they must be what they can be. And as you know, I am very close to Napoleon Hill, a great mentor of mine, whether it be Think and Grow Rich or Outwitting the Devil. Some of my favorite lessons have come from Napoleon Hill. And this burning desire to be and to do is the starting point from which the dreamer must take off. Dreams are not born of indifference, laziness, or lack of ambition. That is why the desire that you must be what you can be is simply the common denominator of all passionate, purposeful, and profitable people. It is that burning desire that allows us to have a purpose, to apply our why, to make sure that that purpose and that why is greater than the pain that we are inevitably going to experience. And making the choice between pain and suffering, it is a choice. Pain is inevitable, suffering is not. And you have a choice whether or not you are going to suffer by seeing those detours, that pain, and utilizing your purpose and your why to either make that pain divine in its nature, protection, promotion, and love, or punishment. And it is simply a burning desire to be and to do as that starting point that every single dreamer must take off, that every common denominator to have a desire that you must be what you can be. And when you must be what you can't be, regardless of the activity, you will have a purpose. You will know your why and apply it by identifying the reaction to that fear. And instead of resisting it, going over it, under it, through it, around it, lying to it, manipulating it, and cheating, you simply will stop and remind with your source, remember with your source, recollect with your source, that source of the infinite, the abundant, the unified system of thought, which is omniscient, all-knowing, and all-powerful, and loves you, protects you, promotes you more than your mom. And it is in that faith, in the acquisition of the wisdom that occurs, that allows us to maintain, sustain, and grow our desire that we must be what we can be according to the subject matter, topic, or expertise in which we choose. Not the pain that will occur, but choose to not suffer, to not be punished, but instead promoted, protected, and loved. If you want to be all that you can be, you must have a desire to be all that you can be. A burning desire to be and to do is absolutely the starting point and the common denominator from which every dreamer must not only take off, but land. All right, my friend, it is the Nick of Guam. We got 10 minutes left. We got someone there, or you want me to take another one online?
Oh, we got so many requests here on Clubhouse. It is a pleasure to pass it over to the one and only Dammy. Dammy Rock, it is great to see you here. Happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month.
Hello, good morning. Hi, Nick. Hi, Dave. How is everybody?
Phenomenal. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. So last week I was on, actually, and, you know, for my takeaway this week, month, I want to talk about being your authentic self. And, you know, even if you're wearing multiple hats, last week I had mentioned to you that, you know, my kids got invited as ambassadors for the Mark Messier Foundation. And so just a little of the backstory, because I think it's important. This year is the 30th anniversary of the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup. And it was their reunion on Monday. And what a beautiful thing, because I didn't know much about hockey, ice hockey. What I did learn that the, you know, route to ice hockey is through inline skating and rollerblading. And this is what my kids are pro at. And there's so much about it in that, you know, in terms of access, right? Because training on ice is very, very expensive. And so what they do is they train the kids on rollerblades. So what was so beautiful, Dave, is that when I'd spoken to you last week, I was a little bit nervous about, you know, being amongst, you know, all of these, you know, amazing champions, but, you know, they're doing stuff. And I had all these sort of questions. And so when I talk about being your authentic self, really, I was there as mom, right? And so, you know, my kids were doing the demonstrations for all of the supporters, etc. And what was so amazing for me, or in terms of my realization, is that in my role as mom, you know, meeting all of the different people, so having great conversations with Mark Messier himself. Obviously, he's a GOAT. There was someone else called Stefan Matu. Anyway, various other heroes that were there. I suddenly realized that, you know, the practice of being your authentic self is, is the main story, because I had in my mind all of these questions about, you know, would it help you if, and what, you know, all of these questions, like, which is great to be prepared. But what I hadn't really considered was the fact that just in being there and, you know, allowing my kids to volunteer and be the ambassadors for this amazing foundation, what it actually did was that was the line of reciprocity, because all of the people that were there, you know, got charged with the thoughts of their childhood, and then also realized the impact that they had made in these children's lives. Yeah. And my boys being a representation of lots of kids around New York, right? Have access to this, you know, amazing clubs that do skating. And so my takeaway is, be your authentic self. And even if that does mean wearing multiple hats, because in my role as mom, like, that meant that I could be there as me. And in all the conversations that I was having with people, suddenly realized how I actually could help them in what I do as a filmmaker, as a creative consultant, you know, and all of those things. But I turned up as my authentic self. My kids were there doing their job and realized that by them paying it forward, just like Mark Messier was paying it forward, they really had the ultimate experience of what it's like to give back. So that's my takeaway. And I just also want to say thank you to you, Dave, because having that, you know, some questions in my back pocket, even though I didn't need them, it just gave me that confidence just to be me. So that's my takeaway. Thank you.
What a wonderful takeaway. And yes, the open-ended, open-minded template to facilitate the idea of transferring interest or energy beyond the actual articulation of the transitory statements of, for example, would it help you if, or do you know anyone that could help me? Just looking and seeing in line of value, notating that as you have experienced in a environment where you knew very little about it, that there's only two ways to derive value. And it was either giving people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like. And in that energy and motion, in that emotion of understanding, no matter what the subject matter topic or expertise is, and your own experience within those subject matters, expertise, and topics, that your intention of providing value by giving people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like or some of what they don't like will always resonate. And it will provide you an awareness to all that you're given, regardless of the resistance or the interference that you think will be or could be in any circumstance because you don't know or aren't familiar with the subject matter, topic, or expertise. And this is a classic example to me how people seek and are given and then are able and capable of not only seeing all that they're given, but receiving so much more and giving so much more and creating so much more in a situation that they feel maybe less secure about in its entirety. And it seems as if that abundant attitude was conveyed and everybody there created that win-win. And what a great experience for you and others. Thank you so much for illustrating how exactly in the mindset realm we can use that open-minded, open question template in order to facilitate more value to others and for others to create that community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. All right, Nick of Womness, my little Ferrari. It's 4 minutes till the end of the takeaway of the month. We probably have time for one more. What do you think? Where do you want me to go?
Absolutely. We are calling out to the bullpen. The closer is coming in, and that is, of course, the one and only Robin. Robin, it's great to see you here. Happy Friday. Feel free to unmute yourself and share that takeaway to close us out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nick. I was hoping you were going to pick me. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So today, my takeaway is the word permission, allowing myself permission to go forth and be deserving of my greatest potential, and that I'm allowed to desire and receive all that I want for myself, for and in my life. But also understanding that it's almost a fallacy that we need permission because we've always had it, but sadly our false narratives have taken over, our society has taken over and has convinced us that we aren't allowed. And just understanding that through a lot of breath work and I've been able to control my breath and to be in the moment and know that I can make it my life mission. And I also thought that what's interesting about this word is that if you separate it per the mission, you know, it's interesting. It's really resonating with me right now.
Well,
per
that's
the mission
thing
of my life.
Yeah, well, it's aligned with understanding our self-image. And our worthiness to receive and giving ourselves permission, not only to succeed, but to fail, giving us permission to forgive, giving us permission to learn. And through the process and the journey, this human experience that we are on, we must give ourselves permission to live. And a lot of people live in interference with the need to be separate, inferior, superior, and haven't given themselves permission to give, to be given, to receive, or ask for more. and understanding that we never will overachieve our own self-image, that our self-worth and others are determinative upon this idea of permission and allowing us to live to our potential, allowing us to be who we are, not what we want other people to think we are. And as amplified and exaggerated and accelerated that is by social media and the false portrayals of the false gurus standing in front of cars they don't own and houses they don't own, illustrating lives that they don't own, we must give ourselves permission to not only experience the divine in its direction, in its detours, and its time. And it's that permission that will increase our self-image and knowing that we never will overachieve our own self-image. Anything we can do to expand that self-image by giving us permission to live, to give, to be given, to receive and ask, that expansive perspective of the universe and self will allow us to live in abundance, a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. Robin, we appreciate you. If anybody would like those daily practices that we have sent out or my book, just email me. Jack Canfield and I have a workbook called Creating the Life You Love. And I'd love to send that to you for free. I'll sign it, ship it, pay for shipping. And the book, the workbook is yours, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm blessed to have partnered with Jack Canfield. And we are giving that away to everyone to give you permission to live to your higher self, to have the desire that you must be what you can be. david@dmeltzer.com. If you like that workbook from Jack Canfield and I, if you want to create the life you love, you want to give yourself permission, please email us. David@dmeltzer.com.